to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Chad Gable, the underdog, has everyone inspired. If it were up to me, little people like you would be fired. Imagine if you won the finals. How would everyone feel? Knowing that the king of the ring can't see over the steering wheel. Chad, women laugh at you, 'cause you got nothing to give. Randy Newman said it best, short people got no reason to live.
Hey, it's The Miz from WWE. And where else would you expect to hear me on the radio in Rochester, New York? That's right, 1280 WHTK, Rochester's only sports station that matters.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for September 28th. Holidays today, there's quite a few. Danger Boy, do you have any guesses at what maybe the holidays are today?
Not a clue.
Well, first one is Ask a Stupid Question Day.
That should fit right in with the show.
Right with just where I started. International Rabbit Day, National Good Neighbor Day, National Hunting and Fishing Day, and National Public Lands Day. Birthdays today, former WWE superstar Steve Blackman is 56 years old today. Remember him?
Yes.
Steve Blackman.
Head cheese.
He had a kung fu grip, right?
Steve Blackman was awesome.
He was awesome. He was back when they were doing the MMA style. They were trying to work MMA a little bit into WWE. You might remember Ken Shamrock was there, Dan Severin, and Blackman there. He was part of their gang. He welded the kendo stick, right?
Yeah, the kendo stick, and he wore like those black sweatpants, the gi pants type.
That's right, the gi pants. I remember, wasn't he tag champs with Al Snow at one time?
Yeah, head cheese.
That's right, head cheese. So very bizarre. But Al, he's 56 today, so if you see Steve Blackman, I think he runs a dojo down in North Pennsylvania. So if you see him, say happy birthday, Steve. I want you to know Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Light Empire Culver. Join us October 6th for UFC 243 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road, 10 p.m. start time. You want to get there early, get a good seat. We'll be there hosting it. Probably the best seat in the house in front of you, so you won't be able to see. No, I'm kidding. We aren't. We aren't in the best seat in the house, but we have pretty good seats, I would say.
I was going to say, there's TVs everywhere. You can see no matter where you are.
I know. Your head's on a swivel. You can see the action in every direction. And by the way, Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Congratulations, Dee. She got married last weekend.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Married on my birthday, which is awesome. So congratulations, D. Don't forget, we'll be out there. It's 1 week from today, October 6th, Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 243. Hey, interested in roller derby? You want to be a skater, officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby if you're into the men's team. Flower City Fear, F-L-O-U-R, City Fear. You can find them online at www.that.com, and as well as they are up for one of the men's teams of the year. They're in the city newspaper popularity contest there at the end of the year. Also, as well as the women's team are up for the women's team of the year, too. So check it out. We got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. We saw the last show of SmackDown on USA this past week, and they really said some nice things about USA as they were letting them go. You know, they really thanked them and You know, they, to me, they should have, what I think they should have done is maybe done a little retrospective of what it was like from, you know, all over, all the years they were there.
Were only on USA for a short period.
I know. It's like, they kind of hop around with that SmackDown show, you know, because it was on, we first started on, what was it, TNN?
CW.
CW.
Yeah, CW, then Sci-Fi.
It was on Sci-Fi, probably the longest out of all of them. And they're now on their way actually this Friday coming up is their debut on Fox. And
big show.
It's going to be a huge show. We've got some already announced matches. People are going to show up. Loved it that they decided that Raw is going to have its season debut on Monday as well. And what brings booze out even more than normal booze is when The Miz comes out and says that Hulk Hogan's going to be his guest on the.
Yeah, that was cool to see.
Yeah, did he say Hulk Hogan and Steve Austin?
No, Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair.
Ric Flair, that's right. Steve Austin's going to be on SmackDown.
They're not saying boo, they're saying woo.
Woo. No, they're saying Boo Earns.
Boo Earns.
That's right, it's Boo Earns. So,
you know, there's a whole generation that has no idea what that joke means anymore. Yeah.
Well, just go watch the FXX channel, and the Simpsons are on, like, continuously on that
Eventually
channel.
You'll see that episode.
You will definitely see that episode. So, so what's the biggest news of the week that stands out the most? I mean, I'm guessing we have so much news on the list there. Let's talk about the shifting of the announcers. What do you think about, this is how it's going to go. We have Raw will have absolutely new team and Jerry Lawler starting this Monday night. Vic Joseph, Dio Madden, and Jerry Lawler will be the new Monday Night Raw team. NXT will stay the same. You're going to get Mauro Ranallo, Beth Phoenix, and Nigel McGuinness. SmackDown is going to have Michael Cole, Corey Graves, and Renee Young as special contributor, which I don't know what that means. She's always sitting at the desk anyways.
Yeah, but I know she's going to be focusing more on the FS1 show that starts in November.
Yeah, it will be on, I think, and which we'll talk about later.
Which will be on the same time slot, I believe, as Impact.
Well, which is really, I think, sounds like a pretty cool show. I always think WWE, when they say, hey, we're going to come have a studio show and talk real stuff for the diehard fans. I hear that, and I'm like, oh, right, we're going to talk real stuff, not storylines.
But you remember the old Saturday morning show that was terrible?
And they did say that it's going to be fully produced by Fox producers.
Okay.
It's not going to be run by WWE. It's going to be done by Fox.
Interesting. I will believe it when I see it. I will DVR it every week and watch it, or maybe even stay up. It's like 11:30, I think, on Thursdays. Something like that. It's going to be 11. I was going to say, because Katie Nolan just started a show this week on ESPN 2 that starts at 12:30, but you see a lot of these new shows starting around this time of year. It is season debut time, so we're going to get a bunch of stuff. But what do you think about the changing of the announcers? What do you guys online think about it? Are you guys, because we're on Facebook Live right now, by the way, you can see the hand, and by the way, I didn't introduce the cast and crew. There's Danger Boy and Furby in the studio. I'm in the other studio through the protective glass because of the head cold these guys don't want to get. So, what do you guys think about the change? I mean, obviously, when we heard SmackDown was going to be the A show, this is kind of like reinforcing that.
Yeah, it's quite evident that it's the A show, especially bringing over Michael Cole and Corey Graves. I mean, it's the team that's been on Raw for at least a couple years now.
Yeah, and a lot of people are saying, Vic Joseph is really good. They brought him on a couple weeks ago on Raw, and he did really well there. He's done really well with NXT UK and with 205 Live.
Sure.
He teams really well. Dio Madden, I have actually not heard. I haven't watched 205 Live in a little bit, and he's only been on for like a month. So I don't know. He's a former NFL player. He was training at one point. They put him into the commentary role, and they said Jerry Lawler is probably only a very temporary solution. And eventually that might become someone such as Mickie James, who started announcing this week on Superstars.
Really?
While she recovers from a torn ACL.
I think Mickie James...
Or main event, it's not Superstars anymore.
Whatever they call it.
Yeah, whatever the one we don't watch but still count in the Fantasy League.
Yeah, whatever that one is. So, interesting. I mean, so that leaves kind of Monday Night Raw as new testing grounds for the announcers, at least.
Yeah, but it's interesting to see what Fox wants, and we'll get a better view of exactly how A B show this is going to be when they do the draft, and we see how the rosters pan out. But there's some people that they're talking that Fox wants that they're still going to keep on Raw, like the Fiend. They want the Fiend on Fox, but supposedly he's still going to stay on Raw.
I hear he's going to be on the Masked Singer show too.
He teased it.
Yeah,
but I doubt it.
Well, we know who it is, right? So it's not a big surprise.
Well, unless he comes out with something big and feathery and whatnot.
And who knows?
Well, if he starts singing, I got the whole world in my hands, then it's kind of a dead giveaway.
Yeah, yeah, really. You know, and then the lights start shifting around and going dark and going up. And then,
well, I can tell you the Fiend wasn't on week one of Masked Singer.
Who was the Masked Singer of the week one? Who was the...
The first two people who got knocked off was Johnny Weir.
Oh, Johnny Weir Skater, right? Yeah.
I don't even remember. Who was the other person?
I don't remember.
It was Ninja from the game video games.
Yeah, yep, Ninja, yep.
Yeah. 222-1280 Star Toys number. We've got Joey Cooperberg on the line. Joe, what's up, man?
Ray, it's good to talk to you guys. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. Hey, I read online the announcement about the announcer change. I got to tell you, I like it. Lala, old school heel, over on NXT, Mauro Ranallo, the best play-by-play guy I think we've seen in the last 10, 15 years. I really like Mauro. Glad he is back in the mix. And then over on SmackDown, you've got the three-man team. You've got the heel. And I don't know what that FX show is going to look like in a couple of weeks. I'm sorry, FS1 show.
Yeah.
But I think I'm excited about
well,
it.
Well, FS1's going to have Booker T and Renee Young. So I didn't get to that yet. But, yeah, we're going to get Renee Young and Booker T. And they're saying that they're going to talk real stuff. So, I mean, what does real stuff mean to me? It means... I don't know. Not recaps of everything that happened on the shows Monday and Friday. Now, you know.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But like I said, I think, and I meant to make this point earlier, then I'll get out of your way, man.
Oh, it's okay.
Corey Graves has got what it takes, and I know a lot of people aren't lovers, but he's come along. He's got what it takes to be a Heenan or to be a Lala in the commentary booth. I really like his style.
Yeah, but you know what? He still has favorite good guys, too.
He's still also, there's a lot of inside jokes that go on during the show. Like this week when the 24/7 championship switched to Carmella and Renee Young looks at him and goes, hey, you're going to have a good night tonight, aren't you? Now, 99% of the people who are watching that show don't know that they're dating.
Well, he was also gushing about her, too, she was coming down. It's like, I didn't know if that was okay or if he was still married. I'm not really sure if his marriage will... He was married when he first got busted on that.
No, so. He wasn't.
Yeah,
no,
I think it's done. I think it's done now.
They were not together still when he started dating Carmella. His wife just made it seem that way because apparently she's got some issues.
She was burned, kind of like the girl...
She's the one that did the texting that wasn't cool or the Twitter posting that wasn't cool.
Yeah, and then there's the girl who was with Seth Rollins at one time that posted a bunch of pictures that she was wrestler there.
Yeah.
Zahara.
Yeah.
What's her name? Yeah, but
he cut ties quick on that one. She had some real bad stuff, worse than the sexual. She did the racial.
No, yeah, she had the Nazi paraphernalia.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
Yeah, so, man, Joe, thank you for calling, brother.
Love you guys. Been a couple of weeks since I've been called, so wanted to get in. Love you.
Nice to hear from you, man. Maybe I'll bump into you at the dollar store again or something. Seriously, I did. 222-1280 Star Toll. We got Mike from Rochester. Mike, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
It's weird that we start a week off and you're not the first call, so we
yeah,
miss you.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm definitely going to not miss calling this week. I honestly think this is one of the biggest weeks in wrestling's had in like a long, long time. I mean, with all the first run shows and all that, it's going to be.
I got to tell you, did you watch Thursday night game on Fox?
Yes, I did.
Did you hear? It's funny. I didn't know that Troy Aikman is a Hulkamaniac.
Yeah, I guess. I remember them doing a commercial years back, so I'm not too surprised. I don't remember what the commercial, the product was, but I do remember them doing a commercial years back.
I will say Joe Buck did this whole promo read, and then Aikman goes, that was the best promo read you've done tonight. And he goes, yeah, well, it's your buddy Hulkster there who's going to be there. It's like, oh, okay. and then he talked a little bit. He mentioned, oh, yeah, that's my buddy. You know, it's like, wow, surprised. But, you know, it's funny. It's just really weird seeing them hear them read those during a legit sports. And I know some of the ESPN guys have, like, been taking shots at Fox people for, like, you know, trying to legitimize what's going on. Wrestling is a show. It's fun. There's athletics involved in it, yes. But, you know, it's like, who's the dude? I can't remember his name. He did political commentary, but he's back on ESPN now.
Keith Olbermann
was taking shots like crazy at those
guys.
Yeah,
because Braun Strowman was at the Cardinals-Cubs game.
Yeah.
I thought Braun was pretty decent. I didn't think he had any problems with it. Listen, wrestling's always going to have people that are like going to have their critics, and I understand that. I mean, in some ways, it deserves it. But Fox is spending a lot of money, and I think nobody can complain about the job they've done in promoting this show.
No, I agree. I mean, and they've been doing it way in advance of this date. So they were doing it during the first preseason home game. You know, first game they had on there. So they're all in. you know, not to borrow it from somebody else, but they are all in, okay?
No question about it. I was asked to ask you guys your opinion on something. I watched the NXT show, and basically the second show was basically like getting you ready for this coming Wednesday. It wasn't like a huge show as far like the first one was.
Well, they try to cram as much as they can in an hour because they know they're not going to get anybody switched. They lose a lot of people in the transition to the network, I'm sure.
Correct. Yeah. But I know that, like, in the TV business, there's basically, I think the number is 18 minutes per hour with commercials. I believe it might be 17, but I believe 18 minutes per hour where they got to have, like, commercials within a show. Because I figured this out one time I was on the network. Because the network, obviously, if you scroll, you get, like, a minutes thing. And that's how I figured out, like, how long commercials are crammed into, like, an hour period.
Yeah.
But do you think now, with AEW's competition and the ratings being on Fox being so important, that they could do a better job of doing their commercials? Because I watched the NXT show this past week, and the Keith Lee Donovan Dijak match I thought was excellent. But one of the things that took me out of the match was I don't like the way they use the commercial breaks. Too long in between. Like, I think Keith Lee did the pescado to the floor.
Yeah.
The match is going great. Oh, we'll be back, Mauro Ranallo says. Yeah. And it's like 3 minutes later, and now Dijak is getting the heat back on him. And it took me a little bit out of the match. Well, I want your opinion on that.
Oh, I agree 100%. I mean, that match was, you know, that was a good match. It was kind of, you know what, it reminded me of a developmental match. I hate to say that, but it wasn't crisp. It wasn't, you know, but it was exciting. I'll give it that.
It's two bigger guys doing things that little guys normally
do. It's funny
do.
Is they tried to take some faraway shots before they came in on the ring when they were going in and out of the commercial. So it looked like, to me, it's like, who are these guys? And as soon as you got in, it's like, oh, they're super heavyweights or they're heavyweights. So.
And these guys, I mean, they've had, I think this is their third match now on NXT. And
I believe so, yeah.
And they, I mean, it's been gold every time, honestly. I know Cashman said, you know, it kind of had that developmental feel. But that's what NXT is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with that at all.
I didn't have a problem with that at all.
That's what USA is going to get. I said that's what USA is going to get. They're going to get matches like that. This was the developmental league. Now they're going to have to, you know, they'll have to find some newer lower league to bring up to this league because now it's, you know, flung into the spotlight every week.
I don't try to, like, compare everything to back in the day because obviously we're in a different world. But one of the things I just remember about, like, the Raw and Nitro Wars were I don't remember the commercial breaks being as long and between. Because obviously back then they had long matches. And I don't remember the commercials being that long. Is there, like, a way where they can, like, okay, say, like, a wrestler's coming to the ring. Okay, you go to commercial there. Use that 2 minutes. Then you come back. The second wrestler comes in. Then you have, like, a 10-11-minute match, we'll say.
Yeah.
And you go the entire match. Then you go to commercial, and then you essentially have the same amount of minutes without killing the flow of the match by having a commercial in between.
I mean, they've kind of done that, though, before on Raw and SmackDown, where they introduce the wrestler, and then all of a sudden, you know, they go to commercial, then they're in the ring, and then the match starts. You know, I think we got so used to Raw and SmackDown using the picture-in-picture when we go to commercial break where we're getting the commercials, but we're still able to watch the match.
Yeah.
I know we really haven't seen that in NXT yet, but we'll see what happens.
We also got next week on NXT is going to be limited commercial interruption. And the big shot on that is that commercial interruptions are supposedly what's keeping AEW from airing live and or very shortly tape delayed in the UK. That's why they played it up huge this week.
Definitely. Well, Mike, we got to go to break. I'm sorry your phone call is being cut by commercial break. Sorry about that, buddy. But we got to go to break. I am going to tease. There is CM Punk news, folks. There's big CM Punk news. And
it's legitimate.
And it's legit. So we'll talk about that in the flip side. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Might makes right. It doesn't matter where you're on the whole fence of this whole thing, what side you're on. What matters is if you can destroy and dominate, that makes you right. Roman Reigns knows I'm right. My old friend Dan, he knows I'm right. The entire SmackDown locker room knows I'm right. And that's why they're afraid.
It's about gaining leverage over you and ultimately getting what I've wanted since the beginning of this entire thing. Really, honestly, what everyone has wanted for so long. And that is to see your ass get fired.
So what are you proposing, Kevin? Let's hurry up.
You want my decision? How about we settle this the best way I know how? You and I, one final match. You win, you get what you want. I drop the lawsuit, I stay fired, and you never see me again. But I win, you're gone from WWE.
What's the catch? What's the catch, Kevin?
There's no catch. Oh, but the only thing is, I don't want this to be a regular...
This is Shane McMahon, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Kevin meant to say it's going to be a ladder match at Hell in the Cell.
No.
No.
On Friday.
On Friday. I'm sorry. That's right. Oh, the season debut on Fox of SmackDown.
It's Shane McMahon's last show.
It could be. Or it could be Kevin Owens' last show. And then he shows up in AEW, right? No, because this is their storylines. You know, he'd have to sit out the rest of his contract. 222-1280, star 1280. We played CM Punk's music there. We teased it. He's been in talks with WWE, right, Danger?
Yeah, he had a face... PW Insider is reporting he had a face-to-face meeting with WWE this week, and they have talked about him coming back.
And it's not just a meeting he had. He actually did a mock test with Renee Young on a proposed show where they sat next to each other, and they handed each back and forth like hosts. So I don't know what that means, but there's no word coming out of it yet, but look for what's his real name again?
Phil Brooks.
Look, maybe Phil Brooks will be a big surprise coming up this week. I know Fox would love him because of his UFC connections. You know,
those went so well.
No, they didn't. But he got great promotion from UFC for terrible fighting ability. But so who knows what, you know, Punk? You know, I've teased it for a long time that he's a game breaker if it comes. We were discussing a little bit in break, and if you were watching us on Facebook Live, you heard us all talking in the studio just a little bit maybe about how when they have the draft next week, it's not this week coming up, but the next week, we're going to have a draft on Monday Night Raw and then on SmackDown on Friday.
SmackDown and then Monday.
So, and what that's going to do is you're going to have all the A players on Friday nights, and then there will be no crisscrossing. There will be no wild cards. I think you're gonna need replenish Monday Night Raw with some heels and faces, you know.
Yeah, you're gonna need someone to supplement Monday Night Raw. You know, you're gonna probably lose a lot of your bigger names to Fox and SmackDown, and Raw still wants to, you know, essentially be the number one show. But you're gonna need some guys. You're gonna need some names.
That's right. And who would be better than to start Monday night this week, season premiere with CM Punk coming out, maybe doing a little what do you call it again? When he started telling the truth.
Oh, pipe bombs.
Pipe bombs. Yeah, sit down on the stage and wait till the mic gets cut off. So I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying that there's been talks, and sometimes these things take a little bit longer to heal. But you know what? If they're talking, that's a good thing, and it means it's in no very short time. Because he was contacted by AEW. There's no doubt about that. We know that. He admitted it.
He admitted it. They admitted it.
Yeah. But he got mad because they talked about them sending him messages and him replying to a couple of them. And so I think that they came back and thought, you know, made it sound like there was a lot more serious deal going on with him when in reality it was just text messages back and forth. And so when he said that out loud in an interview, it's like, uh-oh. I think he's, you know, he wants to see a piece of paper with numbers on it, you know.
I guess the exciting thing about this is that there's actually now a legitimate chance that we could see CM Punk back in WWE.
Yeah, which is amazing because who would have thought that 4 years ago?
Not a chance.
When he was bombing bridges and burning things down, you know, not Seth Rollins style either.
Last thing I remember is him being thrown out of the Rumble by Corporate Kane.
Oh yeah! Oh man! Was it that long ago?
That was his last appearance.
And disappeared after that, right?
Yeah. I think it was Rumble 14, 2014.
Yeah, so it's been 5 years, and you know, I always say, and you know, Vince McMahon's always great. They may hate each other, and there may be, you know, rules that this guy's never allowed to come back. But when it comes to making money and working together on the creative side, yeah, he knows
the business.
Listen, how many people who are working there have sued the company before and are still there? I mean, Randy Savage was a guy you never thought you would ever hear his name mentioned again. And then right before he passed away, there was like a truce going on. So, you know, nothing is forever. I think when it entails making money in the WWE, I think Vince McMahon can get past any personal problems he's had with anybody. And I mean, and listen, CM Punk certainly left a lot out there. I'm sure he's got to talk to a lot of people if he's allowed back in that locker room, you know, to tide things over.
He probably won't be showing up on NXT.
No, I'm guessing not. But got a message from Champ. He's like, I predict Gronk on SmackDown. What do you think? Gronk's been AWOL. We haven't seen him anywhere.
Well, he's done a few interviews and whatnot. He's a lot smaller than he used to be.
True, but yeah, I mean, that happens when you don't have that rigorous NFL style.
Correct.
I think with Gronk, if you're going to bring him back, I don't think they'll do it as a surprise. I think they'll kind of build on it.
Yeah, you'd have to have some sort of tease. You just can't have it all out of nowhere, because a lot of people may not recognize him. Yeah. You know, I mean,
if they're doing a surprise on Friday, I think the surprise will be the guy the show was named after.
Can you smell that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, really? Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I think he's going to have something to do with it because it's, yeah.
Whether it's taped or something, the show was named after him when they started it 20 years ago.
I know. Well,
especially with the 20th anniversary thing they got going.
Yeah, but that happened a couple months ago.
Yeah, it happened in April.
But nevertheless, we are getting the official 20th anniversary. It's going to be interesting. Yeah, I think The Rock will have something to say. I think we're going to see... You're going to see a parade of stars through there.
Larry said Austin, Hogan,
yeah,
Flair, yeah. Sting, that big SmackDown wrestler Sting.
Remember the last time they did one of those shows and it really didn't draw anybody?
Yeah.
You know, we'll see what happens. But I think that who knows, maybe Troy Aikman will be out there with Hogan doing some pose downs, you know? We're going to go to break on that, come back. Give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us at that number if you have an interesting or funny comment, we'll definitely read it on the air. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
If you want some respect, fight me right now.
Wow. Last week, Corbin said, no matter how hard I try, I'll always come up short.
Hello, this is Mankind of the World Wrestling Federation, hanging out with my good friends.
What the hell are your names?
Richie Rich, the Authority, and Dude Love. And you're listening to 1280 WHTK, the Pain Clinic. It's a pro wrestling talk show. Damn it.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Probably one of the first IDs we ever got.
You remember where it was?
It was at, was it KB Toys out on Westridge Road? No.
I think it was Walmart.
Was it? No. Was it? Yeah, it was Walmart. That's right, because we had to go through the gardening area. Yeah. The line went through the gardening area all the way out the doors and down the street.
And who do we meet later that night?
It was The Rock. Yep. We got to, because Mick Foley went to Pizzeria Uno and was late getting back to the arena, and so they had to find someone for the meet and greet. And who we got? We got the Hawaiian clad shirt. Most electrifying man in sports entertainment, The Rock. He wasn't quite there yet.
No, he wasn't the superstar yet, but no. But we still met The Rock.
222-1280, star 1280.
I was 16.
One piece of news before we go back to the phones. It looks like John Morrison's on his way back to WWE. You might remember him as Johnny Nitro or what? He was Johnny Impact when he was in Impact recently.
Johnny Mundo,
that's right, of course. And yeah, if you're into that wonderful show that's, I guess, no longer being made now.
There were so many lawsuits against it, I guess. It just kind of got shut down.
All right, so I'm going to go. We got a caller on the phone. We're going to go to that in just a second. I just got to find his drop first. Hold on. And you know if I'm finding someone's drop.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You will respect my authority.
On the phone with us right now, Andrew the Authority Joseph. What's up, Mr. Authority?
Hey, who's bad-mouthing me on the air?
Nobody's bad-mouthing you.
It was Walmart.
It's the listeners who are bad-mouthing you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. It was Walmart on Westridge Road. And you remember who we interviewed?
Yes, Dave Hebner.
Dave Hebner, because they wouldn't let us interview Mick Foley.
Yeah.
Well, that changed after a while, didn't it?
Big time. Mick Foley, you know, I turn around, he's like waiting down the doors here now. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, and I remember the picture we took with Dwayne at the arena. You know, all of us there with him. And your son was, like, what, 10 years old or something?
Yeah, he was 10 years old and taller than Rey Mysterio at that age.
But for those who say about CM Punk, I just got two words for you. Bret Hart.
True. Anything, the worst things in the world can happen. Or Hulk Hogan, even, you know?
Yeah. So, well, that brings up a good point. This whole Miz Hogan Flair thing on Monday. You know, Flair was on the outs with the company because of the man thing. Now, you wonder why they're bringing him on the show if they're not seeing eye to eye with Flair.
I'm guessing with the media splurge from it that maybe they settled their issues since then. Because
he's getting his paycheck in a different way.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because I haven't really heard anything about that whole scenario since a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, since he's the one who made some sort of stink on. It was on, what's the guys that follow you around the airport?
TMZ,
yeah, the TMZ guys.
But yeah, it's big. I mean, Hogan and Flair, the two biggest names of the 1980s, being interviewed on Raw this Monday. Something's got to be up. They wouldn't just throw that out there with nothing behind it. So something's going to, maybe Charlotte will get involved, who knows. But we'll
the Fiend
see.
Kills everyone.
The Fiend comes out and uses Mick Foley's move on everybody from at that point.
Exactly. And if you wonder if Punk really does come back, if AJ Lee will not be far behind.
And she's talked about not as being interested in possibly coming back after she put that book out, too. So,
which would be great. I mean, she's amazing. But the thing is, I don't think you guys talked about it, but listen, the whole show is the big title match on Friday.
Oh yeah, Brock
Lesnar is Brock going? They're going to put the title back on Brock.
Yes,
I'm guessing.
Absolutely.
Yes, it seems like it's a no brainer.
Especially since they've got him clad down, he's going to show up on every episode.
And the amazing thing is they got a pay per view that weekend after that. You know, so it's like
the pay per view that you don't hear that much about.
Yeah, but the thing is these guys are. It's like you listen to people, you see people's texting and tweeting and stuff, and they're talking about, you know, I've got this huge match this week. Oh yeah, there's this pay per view next weekend too. That's what got Seth Rollins in trouble because he's super stoked about wrestling Rey Mysterio on the season debut of Raw this Monday night, and then it's like, but wait a second, don't you have the Fiend at the pay per view? It's like, oh yeah, but I'm more excited for this right now. It's like it's all in the same week. So
we know the Fiend's going to get involved and destroy that match. He'll throw Ray like a dart probably into the wall or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, it will definitely, they're going to build up this pay-per-view by what we see this coming week. So hopefully, yes.
I mean, we're so close to the pay-per-view, and there's only three listed matches right now.
Yeah, there's no WWE title match, if I recall.
Will Brock be free for the weekend? I mean, or Kofi, depends on who wins that, you know?
Yeah, well, you have to see. Maybe that's what they're going to announce. They'll have maybe the rematch. If Brock does win, maybe they'll have the rematch on Sunday. Potentially. But this whole thing with the network TV, this is a big, big deal. I mean, wrestling has not been on network television in prime time since the 1950s. So this is a really big deal for all wrestling fans. And we should all be very happy that Fox and, you know, Fox Sports 1280, you know, affiliated with Fox. I mean, they've gone out and they've laid out the money. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And the big question is, will Dwayne show up?
Yeah, I think he'll have to some way or another.
His show, right?
Maybe he'll come out and start the show on Friday. I think that would probably blow a lot of minds.
Well, he's the biggest star in Hollywood. He shows up on. I mean, if they're going to have him show up, it should be announced because they want to get people to tune in.
Oh, I agree. I mean, you know, they've been stupid about things like that lately, where they'll have surprises, which probably could have drew more viewerships, but they never mentioned. So,
I mean, you get Austin and Rock, and you get all the big stars from the '90s on there. You know, it's going to be huge. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a week in which I'm going to be on the couch a lot. Okay,
yeah.
You know, watching TV and stuff, and just because I have to get it all in, because next week is going to be, we're going to have to summarize what we saw.
Well, 3 hours Monday, 4 hours Wednesday, 2 hours Friday.
Yeah, you know, and then we didn't even mention, but the show WWE Backstage is going to be Tuesday nights at 11 on FS1.
That starts after baseball's done.
Yeah, but yeah, that's true. And it's funny is their first show is going to be after ALCS Game 3 on FS1. So they're getting lead in with a American League Championship Series game on October 15th. So
that show will probably be on about 12:30 in the morning.
Yeah, who knows? You know,
it will go on forever.
If it's like a Yankees Red Sox game, so you never know how long that's going to go. But Yeah, man. I mean, this is exciting. Andrew, definitely call back next week and tell us what you thought, okay?
We'll do that.
Cool, man. I appreciate it. Nice talking to you.
Later.
All right, 222-1280 Star Toy. That, you know, seriously, this is a historic week in this business. You guys, if you tell your friends, this is the first time if you have an antenna or whatever they have nowadays for TVs, you can actually see wrestling without having to pay for cable. Because Fox, because in town here, UHF is Channel 7, but it does transmit on 31, I think.
Yes.
So look at that. You know, this is super exciting. And this is probably, we've been teasing this for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it's finally here. And it's like,
everything that's happening this week, and they added the season premiere on Monday is something you have to watch. But between, you know, SmackDown on Fox and AEW debuting and USA taking NXT for 2 hours for the first time. It's going to be insane.
And now these extra shows too, you know, the FS1 show. This is definitely
I don't remember how I did this back 20 years ago when we used to flip between Monday and
well, as both shows were on Monday.
Between both shows, and you had to wake up at 2 a.m. to watch ECW on Saturdays.
I remember DVRing or videotaping one and watching the other, but still going back and forth between them. So we're going to go to break on that, man. Super excitement going on this week in wrestling. You definitely, if you're a fan or even a fringe fan, give it a try. Especially, you're going to see a lot of this tomorrow on Sunday Football on Fox. You're going to get a heavy dose of these guys showing.
A lot of people around here won't be watching Fox for football.
Yeah, probably not. Because the Bills are on.
Yes.
222-1280 starts when we got one more segment with you. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
It's the Rated R Superstar Edge on 1280 WHTK and Rochester Sports Talk.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. We could do like a line dance to this theme.
That was timely. You had Edge on there too. He just retired from his podcast.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He's no longer part of ENC.
This was his last show this week, and Christian doesn't know if he's going to keep going yet or not.
I just got a call when we were in a commercial. That's sad. I got a commercial. We got a call from Mike. Big Mike. Thank you, Mike. Last night, SmackDown on Fox, they had a SmackDown special, the history of SmackDown. They went through like all 20 years of SmackDown highlights and everything. And this weekend, they have the best of WrestleMania moments on Fox. So you got to look for your, when it's on, sometime on the Fox network this week on our Fox channel. So it's on Channel 7 here if you have the cable, Spectrum cable. Look for it. It looks like it's going to be a good time. And it's funny, he mentioned that when the SmackDown show was going on the air, that there was a commercial for Ring of Honor in the middle of it. And that, of course, that's local avails. And of course, they run on Sinclair channel, which Sinclair owns Ring of Honor.
Well, they had a big Ring of Honor commercial during the football game on Thursday too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man, so we're getting a lot of wrestling, and I got, by the way, if you're looking for the new, when the AEW starts and you have a DVR or the guide, it actually, we're up to that date now where you can actually set that to record. You can set it to record the series if you want to. You might have some conflicts. It's on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock. There's some
Wednesdays.
Wednesdays at 8 o'clock. There's some other things that might be on at the same time
NXT.
As well.
Everything's on at 8 o'clock on Wednesdays.
I know. If you like the Goldbergs, you're gonna miss one of these. You got the Goldbergs, AEW,
Masked Singer.
Yeah. So there's a lot. There's a lot you're gonna miss. But man, this is an exciting week, and Andrew really kind of got me going for it. I'm all hyped about it now. You know, because it is a big week. The first time they've been on network TV, so it's groundbreaking, you know. I mean, and you have a network behind you like Fox, you know. The thing is we talked about this earlier. The A show, they want SmackDown to be the A show. Raw has always been the A show. Even every time they've tried to bolster SmackDown, Raw still always outdrew it. Let's see what happens after this week. The numbers are going to be very important. I don't think by next Saturday we're going to have the numbers for how SmackDown did.
No, probably not till.
See, that's going to kill. It's going to kill me using SmackDown later sounds too, because I sit there and edit them down in my computer, my desktop in my bedroom, and it's like I have to record them, then break them down, and it's like it takes me a while. There's no way I can do it on a Friday unless next week I'll find a way to get sound from Friday night show on Saturday morning. We'll see how that goes, but. It was on Friday nights before, so I must have had an opportunity before to do it.
There's nothing soundworthy.
We'll see. We will see. What I used to do is I'd run it right off the TV into my computer, and I would just record the sound. that's old school technology. I don't know if I'll be able, who knows. I'm super psyched for it, though. You guys, what are you most excited for this coming week? Because we've got lots of things happening. You know, we'll go around the table here and figure out, what are you, Danger? What is stands out the most that you call do not miss on the TV?
I'm going Wednesday between both AEW and NXT. NXT's already put out. There's three title matches.
Well, it's not AEW's not this week. Oh, it is this week. I'm sorry. It starts this week. So
yeah, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. So
NXT's already got three title matches lined up. There's rumors they're going to have a huge title change just to get people to keep paying attention through the 2 hours. And then AEW, they're starting from scratch. You got to see where they're going.
I think it would have been great. And Jericho's going to start the show. That's how it's got to be.
You also have Adam Page versus Pac, which we were supposed to get back in May. Yeah. So, and that match was great when they did it over in the UK.
Okay. So that your Wednesday night is your night.
Wednesday night is what I'm looking forward to.
You're going to be cemented to the chair watching the TV. What about you, Furby?
Yeah, I was going to piggyback off Danger Boy there and say, I'm really excited for AEW. See something different. Something new for the first time that we haven't seen compared to the WWE product. But just to be different from him, I'm really actually excited for Friday night.
See, that was going to be mine, too, is Friday night.
Seeing SmackDown on Fox, of all places to see SmackDown, it kind of legitimizes professional wrestling to me. And to get it, to just develop this product to people that may not have watched professional wrestling before, get it in the front of their faces and see if there can be more viewers. And I don't know, I'm super excited. Yeah. I'm a loss for words.
It's a great week this week, without a doubt. And I'm thinking Friday for me as well, because as much as they want to say this is the season premiere of Raw on Monday, there's nothing more important in that company right now than Fridays, what's going to happen on Friday. And what happens is it's going to be a mind blower. I think they have to come out. You got to find some celebrities to show up, because, I mean, that's a big important part, too, is, if you're going to draw first-time eyes on it, and then all of a sudden you see the celebrity who's hanging out watching wrestling, I think that's a big deal. So
I have to say, Friday's going to set the tone, but I think the most important show for SmackDown, maybe not even that next one with the draft, because that's still going to be a little bit in the shuffle.
Sure.
That with Hell in a Cell, and then continuing the draft on Monday. But it's going to be that third show on Fox. That third show on Fox for SmackDown is going to be the one, whether they can actually continue this big push with wrestling on Fox. So that's what I'm actually kind of looking forward to, see how this develops from this whole long build-up to see whether we can grab viewers. We know we're going to grab viewers that first show. I think that's something that's obvious, but really seeing what that third night on Friday on Fox
does. And then, well, we can briefly say that there's a few free agents from Ring of Honor. This might be one of them, as well as former champion Matt Taven, who dropped the belt last night. So who knows what could happen. Someone's asking me about the third hour of SmackDown that they talked about going over FS1. I'm not sure the details of that yet to this day. If that's the case, we'll find out sometime this week. But thank you so much for listening. Please call, message us, be our friend on Facebook. We can watch Danger Boy and Furby in the studio, and me not. But we'll see you next week, and we'll have a lot to talk about. Thank you so much for listening, and you find all our old shows on thepainclinic.net. We'll see you next week.